On November 6th of last year, I'm sure you remember it, Michigan State University put out the call to people with MSU ties all over the world to shoot and submit video of whatever they were doing that day. The idea was to produce a video seeing the world through the eyes of Spartans for a day. Now, today, the finished product called MSU 360 goes online, and there will be airings on the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, MSU! How are you feeling today, Spartans?
And I'm currently waiting for my fifth grade students to enter the building.
I am in Lusaka, Zambia. I'm an MD, PhD student.
Okay, we're here. Where are we?
Gyeongbokgung Palace.
It's in a couple hours I'm going to the bank to apply for a loan to buy a house.
And current state Scott Pohl joins us with more about MSU 360 24. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. This project was interesting. It's basically a collection of very short selfie-type clips sent in from all over the world. I talked with Jim Peck of MSU's Communications and Brand Strategy Office about MSU 360 24.
We had hundreds of clips, and we also had still photos that people sent in, hours and hours of videotape. There actually was no tape sent in. No tape died for the production of this television show. I'm amazed at how good some of the stuff looked that came in. I was hoping that it would be compelling, interesting, funny, hopefully touching, speak to the hard work that Spartans are doing everywhere. But I have to admit, I was surprised with the quality of it that came in.
So the finished product is about 30 minutes long.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of versions. There's a 30-minute version that will be airing on PBS and the Big Ten Network in February. And then we have the half-hour version will go up online. And there's also a short, kind of a trailer-length version that people can watch to get a feel of it. It's very shareable for social media and online and that kind of thing.
Did you have to leave anything out that you felt bad about not being able to include?
A half an hour may not sound like it's that short, but it really is once you get into this. And taking into account that we were trying to give a global feel and include as many corners and parts of the world, which includes a lot of Michigan. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff happening not only in the state of Michigan, but on campus. My goodness, there is just a ton going on. And it got to be a time issue. It got to be a time of day issue. The show is presented chronologically. So when it turns midnight, it turned midnight everywhere in the television program. So we have midnight on campus, midnight in Zambia, 2 o'clock in wherever we are in Hong Kong, in Korea, in Africa. And as we go through the day, you can only fit so much, particularly in between the times of about 9 and 5, as you can imagine, were when we got the vast majority of our content. So it's trying to pick and choose and tell the story as honestly as possible. And also with this, while we are picking and choosing, we're not really editing or over-editing or over-producing this. We're pretty much putting it together organically, the way people sent it in to us. And that was one of the really important aspects of this.
Mixed a little music in.
Yeah, put a little music in, partly just to sort of keep people rolling along with the story as it comes, also to smooth out some of the bumps. Audio is often the trickiest part of doing this stuff, as you know, somebody mm-hmm. who deals mostly in audio. So I think the music helps, but it's hopefully not competing with what people are seeing and hearing.
Now, your team had a major project where you went all over the world to film and tell stories related to MSU's presence all over the globe. This was the second project, I guess you might say. What's next?
The next project we have coming up is actually aligned with the President's Report, again, as was Spartans Will 360. And this one is called Inside Out, and it's basically following 9 undergraduate students through their first semester at Michigan State University, first semester of the year, not their first semester. We have freshmen, juniors, seniors, sophomores, and really taking a look inside. So we kind of did far-flung with 360, then we let people show us the world with 24, and now we're going kind of deeper inside to the personal MSU experience of these undergraduate students, and we're in the process of editing that now, so pretty cool.
Where will people find the online version of 360-24?
It'll actually be at msu.edu/24. We had an embarrassment of riches when it came to this, and I have to admit, biggest concern heading into this was that we wouldn't get enough participation, that we would have to sort of rely on the bits and pieces that we got, and it was one of those where you hope it's going to go, and then you start to watch the downloads coming in, and it's like, this is great. Oh, this is really great. Oh, wow, this is really fail. Oh, my, we've got a lot of stuff. And so, but it's been tremendous to put together, and it's just something completely different from what we're used to doing, and I think different from what folks are used to seeing.
Jim Peck is an executive producer at MSU. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.